We love talent. We love to hear talent. We love to watch talent. And so far in this tournament, we have been watching a ton of talent. And it has been a great tournament. It has been a lot of fun. It started a little slow, and it's gotten better from there. And so we bring on someone who's been watching a boatload of this tournament. He is Coach David Thorpe from TrueHoop.com, the True Hoop newsletter. And he is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
I'm very well, man. I'm very well. All right, so last night, the Duke-Virginia Tech game stole the headlines. What did you think watching Zion in that game?
Well, actually, he was my feature in our newsletter that came out Friday, where I did pretty deep dive into like what he's accomplished and where I think he can be as a player without getting too grainy in the details. He's probably enjoying the greatest college season of all time. If we look at all the metrics, his numbers are beyond staggering. But I thought last night, even though he went 11 of 14 from the field in a tight game where one of the youngest teams in the tournament is missing a top five pick. So he did not play his best game despite going 11-14, and I thought he looked a little reticent to take a shot that wasn't at the rim, which concerns me a little bit going forward for them, unless they get Redditch back. But I thought he was not that active on the glass. I thought he gave up a lot of rebounding possessions, which is unlike him. He's a kid. Duke is young. They shot horrifically, except for Jones, who going into the game was a bad shooter. And I think he made, five threes last night. Coach K is the best motivator coach, I think, in the history of American sports at any level, pro, college, high school. The way he breathed fear into his players had just helped them advance once again. His record is staggering.
He is unbelievable. I mean, he really is one of the – it's him, it's Gino Auriemma, it's Greg Popovich. There are just some of these guys who are just put on this earth to coach, and he's clearly one of them, and he knows how to get the best out of these guys. And, I mean, even getting a guy like Jones, who had been struggling the whole tournament and just still instilling that confidence in him. I mean, 22 points last night, the guy was just on fire. He was 5 for 7 from three, and they needed every single one of them.
Yeah, they don't win without Jones, for sure. Especially with Redditch being out. I think the game before that against UCF, right the road from my house here, I thought that Zion Williamson after the game talked about how, Coach K looked at everyone on the bench late in the game and said, you guys were made for this moment. You are the player that'll make the right plays. And then I think he sits in privacy and says, Zion, about just what a talent he is. And that's the trick. And I don't think that Coach K has always been that guy. I think experience, he's more experienced than I am and older than I am, but I can tell you at 54 years of age, I used to be a yeller and a screamer and a motivator. And as I got older, I became less of a yeller and a screamer and even a better motivator. And Coach K's got it really figured out. And I don't know that they'll advance without Redditch. They've got to get some other guys making shots. But still, to get to this where they are without one of their key guys in that game, I thought was really good because their opponent played well.
Coach, what have you thought so far of R.J. Barrett in this tournament? Do you think he's a guy that can definitely excel at the next level, or is just kind of, he seems to fade in and out from time to time?
I mean, he's 18 years old.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Look at the NBA. You guys watch the NBA all the time. You have a point guard right now as one of many examples. They play so many games. Those that are committed, I don't know R.J. Barrett at all. If he's a really committed worker and he's lucky enough to get to the right franchise, yeah, he'll be really good. All-star level potential doesn't mean he'll get there, but he's got a chance at it. Whereas I think Zion probably excels no matter where he goes. And I wrote about this a little bit yesterday, too, in talking about Zion. There's some stars in the NBA, guys, that no matter where they go, they're going to figure it out. And you know they're going to figure it out right away. Russell Westbrook is one of many, many examples. Dwayne Wade, Kobe, LeBron. But the league is full of guys that need some help, from Steph Curry to James Harden having to get traded to really reach his full potential. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson were kind of bums, actually. Like, nobody even wanted them. And when Golden State was looking to trade them and as part of a deal to split apart Monte Ellis and Steph Curry. Kawhi Leonard was number 15 pick. Giannis Antetokounmpo was number 15. I think within a few games we saw that was a big mistake. But not with Kawhi. We weren't sure about Kawhi right away. So I think that RJ is one of those guys that I don't know about his work ethic. Clearly he can put up with a lot of real teaching because at Duke they do coach and teach. He's got a great feel for scoring though. that if he develops a better motor, and he's a willing passer more so last night than I expected. I thought he made some – they knew Zion was a good guy to throw it to because he was getting doubled right away in the second half in the post. And RJ followed instructions. They got it to him, and they got, I think, three straight threes in the corner. They only made one or two, but they got the shot they wanted because RJ initiated the offense the way Coach K asked. And so I was impressed with that.
Yeah, and I'm with you there because that's the hardest thing with these kids is you're right. You're right, Coach. They're 18. You know, it's really hard to look at these guys and see them as finished products. They're just untapped potential that's hopefully been evolved in a direction that they can get better. And we've seen enough Colin Sextons that start ugly and get better, yeah. Or a De'Aaron Fox or something like that. That
right.
You know, you start off ugly and then all of a sudden it starts clicking a little bit. Hell, it even took Buddy Hield about two seasons to start finding his potential.
That's most guys. Again, I've done this now for a long time. I've been covering it in the media, but ESPN and now with True Hoop for 12, 13 years now. And that's exactly what I've been writing since day one. And just as a longtime coach, it takes most guys time to figure it out. And even the great ones aren't great immediately, almost ever. I've always argued Tim Duncan, people always claim that he, you know, was so fundamental because he stayed at Wake Forest. That's garbage. We know that now that just staying at college isn't necessarily meaningful of anything. He went to go play for the best coach in the history of the game. And that a franchise is probably the model franchise for all pro sports, along with a few others. And Tim Duncan just kept getting better and became, I mean, some people think, including me, like a top five player all time, when he couldn't even take his team to the Final Four at Wake Forest. So in 4 years. So, Sexton's just one of many examples. Trae Young is murdering it right now. Both those two point guards are so fun to watch. But if you go back and watch them play in November, they were awful. No idea what they were doing. Sexton looks like a monster now. And I mean, I think I was on your show a few weeks ago during the week. I don't know if it was your show, but I was on that radio station. And when I mentioned that I thought Sexton was going to be pretty good, like they questioned me.
Yeah.
I thought, well, maybe I did something wrong. Because I watched the tape and I thought, oh, he excites me. He's going to be really good. And I just had that. I did the New York show recently, and they said the same thing about when I said Kevin Knox could be really, really good. They were in shock because he's terrible now. But so what? He's 19 years old playing at a terrible franchise. These guys take time. Most often it takes time to really find their way.
Coach David Thorpe joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I mean, it's a great point, Coach. I mean, we watch these guys and we're just so in the moment with everything that you don't quite see the evolution. And we've been in this league now where you see the number one picks come in. I mean, Donovan Mitchell light the league on fire last year. And you've seen it with all of these other guys where they come in and like just go nuts. And it's almost like when you get the ones who follow the normal pattern that we've seen for an extended period of time, we almost forget that this is the norm. You know, we expect Ben Simmons.
I think that's the point. I think that's really the overall point is Donovan Mitchell is the exception. He's not the rule. And to be honest with you, the game has gotten so open because of shooting so many threes. Best spot on the floor, which is why that game opens up, those young players are getting it faster than we've ever seen. They're like comets. Where you don't see them at first. They're just, you know, icy balls of nothing, and then they get on fire because the game allows it. Now, there'll be some adjustments to how the game is played, and that'll make a difference. And if they've got to be the best player on their team, it's harder to do it. That's why what Sexton's doing to me is pretty impressive. Cleveland's been a competitive team. They're not good. I think you won four games in March, but they've been most of the games they're playing against teams that want to win because of playoff seedings. And what Sexton's doing to me, and you may have asked the question, RJ, because of what Cleveland might do if they don't get the first pick, because we all know he's going number one. I don't think they'll take Ja. They could and go Portland's offense with McCollum and Lillard. But I think RJ and maybe some others, I haven't studied college too much, they should not be dismayed from taking one of those very elite-level, at least elite projects guys because they're not going to be great right away. It's all right. You know, it takes time.
What do you think about a kid like Jetty Osman for the Cavs? Is that somebody that you can kind of build around, or is he just a nice complimentary piece that's shining on a bad team?
Yeah, I'm not even sure he's shining. I love him. I loved him last year. He's not there yet. I don't know that you can build around him as a core guy, but it really comes down to philosophy. What I've always believed is you owe it to your franchise to try to win games with what you got and give yourself a chance, whether it's you know, you're a 30 win or so team, which obviously Cleveland's not there this year, with young talent, and you're hoping either A, you can develop one of your young guys into that starring role and elevate your team up. B, you can trade for one of those guys for whatever reason, including maybe having some young assets that fit. Or C, of course, sign that free agent. Well, that's the hardest. That part is the hardest part for Cleveland. But we look at teams like Utah and what they've done. No one thought OKC will be able to keep Paul George, but they did. You got to build a great franchise, and Jetty is someone that I think you can build around that way, at least as a role player. I don't know who his best mirror is. And I've heard people say Gordon Hayward. I'm not sure. He's more athletic than Hayward. But Sexton is the guy to build around. Sexton is, he's going to demand double teams. He's one of the best shooters in the league, and he's lightning quick. Well, that's like Damian Lillard. Like, he's quicker than Lillard. Lillard's better with the ball, and he's probably a better overall shooter, all things considered, what he's driving to go through. But Sexton's got a huge upside, and I like his fire. I mean, his competitiveness. So they've got a beginning block there. They have a long way to go, though, before we can figure, you know, really see who they're going to be.
I'm with you there, Coach. I mean, that's my favorite thing with Sexton is the fact that, like, you could tell that he doesn't like losing, and you could tell it really affected him that he didn't make the, you know, rookie game, and it really affected him that the veterans were saying what they were saying a little bit earlier in the season, and the kid used it as fire, and he's just gotten better, and it's turned into the sky's the limit. I mean, it's been really impressive to watch him grow this season. It really has, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it down the road, so...
Awesome. You should be excited about it. Yeah, you should be excited about it. He's not Eric Bledsoe because he's never probably – well, I don't think he's going to have Eric Bledsoe's body. But I loved Eric Bledsoe coming out of you know, 1 year at Kentucky where he didn't even start for them. I thought he had huge potential, and it never seemed to really click in for lots of reasons. He wasn't as lucky as Colin to kind of have his own team to run right away. But look at Bledsoe now, and he's killing it for the best team in the league record-wise. I think Sexton's got a lot of similarities to Bledsoe. He's a much better shooter, not the defender. But I think he can be a good defender, not a great one probably, but a good one. They've got a great first piece to build around for sure.
All right, Coach, you're a big billions guy, and so am I. So right now, let's say you had a bunch of money and you wanted to either invest in Axe Cap or Taylor Mason Cap. Who are you picking?
It's a fantastic question. First of all, I'm excited to tell you that Dollar Bill follows me on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. He's a big Portland Trailblazers fan. I'd probably go with neither because they're both going to probably end up going to jail again, and that's not good for my money. But Axe always seems to find a way to get it done, and Taylor is, she's a rookie. She's going to look great sometimes, but she's going to get smeared sometimes too. So I'm probably leaning towards Axe.
I think you're right. I think right now it's Axe, but it's kind of like watching Colin Sexton with Taylor. She's making her mistakes. She doesn't look very – or I should say they don't look very good right now, but I think it's going to turn around nicely for them.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it very much.
Me too. All right, Coach, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for the insight. You can follow him at Coach Thorpe. You can read him at truehoop.com. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Take care. He is Coach David Thorpe on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That doesn't pump you up about Sexton or Jetty, I give up. I mean, there is some talent on this ball club, and I know it's been a rough season, and I know it's been down from a lot of Cavs fans are looking forward to, but I love what Coach is saying, and I love what he's saying about the kids coming up.